Hey friends, excited to announce that Awaken is coming to Austin, Texas. Join us June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in going back into your past, healing some of your deepest barriers around your heart, mental limitations, and designing a brand new life. Tickets are on sale now at morelglobal.com/awaken. Go reserve your seat today. All right, friends, welcome to this live that we've been planning here for about a week now. I hope you guys enjoy our time together. My name is Danny Morrell, for many of you that may not know me just yet. And what we're going to do today is we're going to help you to truly understand how awakening and healing and the energy of money all work together, right? So I want to start off by asking you all this question. How many of you in the year 2022 are okay with the notion or the idea of earning a little bit more money than you did in 2021? If you're okay with that, send me a yes right now, please. Regardless of the situation, regardless of what's happening, regardless of anything that is happening in the outside world, just send me a yes right now if you are okay with the idea of earning a little bit more money in 2022 than in 2021. Okay, good. We're getting some yeses. Good. So we have the right audience, right? Now, what I want to tell you is the information that I'm going to share with you is information that has helped hundreds of people to actually go out and earn and make more money. Not only that, but heal their bodies and also get into a place where they're actually working less than they ever worked before in order to make the money that they're making. So we are able to help people, normal people just like you, to actually earn 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and sometimes 10 times more money with half the effort. And I want you to really think about that, because quite frankly, that's the opposite of the message that the world sends you, you know? The world tells you that you have to work hard for your money, right? And yet here we are, we're saying that, you know, in some of the cases of, I know in my life and in the lives of the clients that we work with, the opposite is what we're finding true. So if you're open to that, if you're open to that idea, you don't need to have all the answers right now. If you're open to the idea that you could actually make, let's just start with 20%. 20% more money than you earn right now, working 20% less, send me the word open, please. Send me that right now. Because what we do, the work we do, the things that we post, the events and the retreats that we host, the classes and the courses that we give, this is what we do. We help you to see a different way of living, a different way of life. One that doesn't require as much struggle, one that allows you to open up your heart and soul and allows you to truly step into the being that you are intended to be. And once you do that and once you awaken your highest self, quite frankly, what happens is it's very difficult to go back. It's very difficult to go back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off today by talking about the word awakening. And if you can, I actually want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper or grab a notes, you know, section in your iPhone, whatever the case may be. And let's talk about this word awakening so that you understand when I say awaken, what I mean by awaken, right? Awakening. What does it mean? It means being able to see. It means being able to see past what you once were able to see before. It means being able to see a new possibility. It means being able to see from a different set of eyes, not your physical eye, but your spiritual third eye. It means being open to the fact that maybe some of the thoughts, feelings, emotions that you had in your past aren't necessarily true. You've just believed that they were true because your environments, your circumstances, your wounds, your family, your upbringing, and everything that surrounded you in your life up until this point pointed to the fact that what you thought was true, right? And so you just kind of went along, right? And that's what awakening is. When you have your first awakening moment, here's what happens. You get yourself into a space, the space you were when you were a little baby, right? When you were a little baby. I want you to take a deep breath right now because we're going to talk about some deep stuff right now. I want you to inhale right now. I want you to hold it for a second. And I want you to exhale. And I want you to hold it for a second. We're going to do this one more time, but this time I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And hold it for a second. Just sit with yourself for one moment. And just feel that energy in your body right now. And I want you to exhale. I want you to hold it. Hold it. Final time. Don't do it yet, but this time when you inhale, I want you to inhale. I want you to squeeze everything in your body. Your face, your rectum, your body, your hands, everything. Go ahead. I want you to breathe in deeply through the nose. As deep as you possibly can. And now I want you to exhale. Okay. And so now, when you do that, here's what you do. You quiet the mind. Right? You quiet the mind. Let me ask you this question. How do you feel right now just by doing that? How do you feel? You got to feel a certain something. Because what happens, even in me, right? Just tap into the heart instead of the mind. So now I'm going to go back. And the reason why I had you do that is because we're going to talk about some deep things right now. Okay? So what happens is the following. What happens is that when you were a little baby, a little boy or a little girl, right? You came into this world exactly how you're feeling right now. Look at peaceful, relaxed, calm. I feel great. I feel more embodied. I feel focused. I feel magical. I feel relaxed. I feel more awake. Yes, yes. That's who you were. And that's who you are. You get that? All of the chatter that goes on in your brain, that's as a result of conditional fear-based, shame-based, and guilt-based thinking. You understand what I'm telling you right now? And so when you have that first awakening moment and when you awaken your highest self, here's what happens. You are simply guided to go back into that deep state, so deep that you go back into the place where you are nothing, nowhere, and no time. You go to your soul. You go to your soul. You go to the core of who you are. And quite honestly, all of time just kind of goes away. All right? All of time goes away. You're no longer even in your body. You are no longer your body. You're no longer man. You're no longer female. You're no longer black. You're no longer white. You're no longer Hispanic. You're no longer Asian. You're beyond all of that. You're beyond all separation. You're your heart. You're your soul. Right? And when you go there and you have your first spiritual moment where you lift the veil, right? And you tap in deep, right? And you connect with God in a beautiful way. Here's what happens. From that point, you receive healing. Healing. Write down the second word, healing. So what is healing? Well, first you awaken to the fact that if you're a human being, there's some healing that's required. That's the first thing, right? When I remember when I started my healing journey, no way, I don't need anything. There's nothing wrong with me, right? I'm perfect, right? First word was awaken. And so I had it all, guys. Our company was doing $1.1 billion in sales. We sold 2,500 houses a year. One of the biggest real estate companies in Southern California. And yet the reality was is that I was miserable inside. Many of you know my story. And my awakening moment happened when my mom passed away. There was something that happened in that energetic shift that unlocked something inside of me that made me start asking questions, that led to my healing. And so what do you do when you heal? Everybody pay attention. This is important. Deep breath in right now. Deep breath in. And exhale. This is important. Here we go. What you do when you heal is the following. You see this pencil right now, this Apple pencil? This point, this fulcrum, these two fingers that I'm holding right now, this is the present. This is the past. And this is the future. Okay? Follow me. Very important. So many people have goals and visions and dreams of having a better life. And what do they think? They think that you can achieve those goals and dreams, the future, from the present. From the present, right? But watch, can I move the future from the present? Who can tell me, yes or no? No. Because without even recognizing it or realizing it, guess where you're living from? You're living from the past. The past is the only thing that determines the future. And so if you're living in the present and yet you have thoughts like, I am not worthy, life is meant to be a struggle, money is hard, capitalism is evil, right? The rich man is out to get me, right? You know, all these crazy thoughts, money doesn't grow on trees, whatever the case may be. Guess what you have to do if you want to change your life financially? Listen to me, please. I'm telling you this because I love you. You could work your ass off for the rest of your life and find a way to never have money. I'm going to say that again. You could work your ass off for the rest of your life and you will energetically find a way to never have money. This is why you hear people today and they're telling you, you got to grind and you got to go out there and you got to go get it. And you got to go make it happen, right? Wait a minute. What if in your past something happened that didn't allow you to believe in yourself enough to go out there and make it happen? You could hear that all day long. Guess the only thing you're going to feel from that message? Guilt and shame, because there's something inside of you that doesn't feel motivated or inspired to go make it happen. Why? Because you're living from the present and you're trying to change your future based off the present. Hear me right now. The only way, and I'm telling you this because we've done this hundreds of thousands of times. Okay? I'm telling you this right now. Where literally people just allow us to guide them back into their past to heal. Right? Here's what happens. We have people who are stuck making $50,000, $60,000 a year, working 7 days a week, that are now earning $1 million a year. This is the truth. I can validate this. $1 million a year working 4 or 5 days a week. We have single mothers. I just saw my friend Laura Miranda just hop in here right now. Laura Miranda just moved into her brand new beautiful home. Laura Miranda is killing it right now through doing 3 times the business and half the effort. And half the effort. Why? Because we helped her go into her past, just like we do with all of our clients. We help you go into your past, heal the limiting beliefs that have been holding you back your entire life, and change those beliefs so that you can change your future. This is what healing is, right? So when you heal, this is what you do. By the way, you think you can heal your body this way? Who can tell me? You think you can heal your body this way? Mm-hmm. You think you can heal your relationships this way? Mm-hmm. You think you can heal your money this way? Mm-hmm. If you look at the post that I made earlier in the week, right? I was 45 pounds heavier. I went to the gym every day, worked my ass off every day, but found a way to stay fat. Just like some of you with money. You work your ass off every day, but find a way to stay poor. Because somewhere, someone imprinted the message in your subconscious belief system that life was meant to be a struggle, that money is hard, that capitalism is evil, that the people with money are terrible and they're out to get you, and the cards are stacked against you because of the color of your skin, because of the neighborhood that you grew up in. I hate to break it to you guys. By the way, you're right. You're right. If that's what you believe, you're right. Because you believe it. You believe it. However, let me just propose to you something a little bit different here. A little bit different. My name is Danny Morrell. I grew up in a very poor neighborhood. I grew up in a single mother, single family household, single mother. We were on welfare. My mother didn't have enough money to give me money even for food for lunch. So my first sales job, my first sales position ever, you know what it was? That's right. I would beg every day at junior high school. Do you have a quarter? Do you have 10 cents? Do you have 5 cents? Do you have 15 cents? And I would accumulate enough money. Right? I did this every single day for 6 years of my life, junior high through high school. I would accumulate enough money to do what? To buy a cheeseburger. I can taste that cheeseburger right now. A cheeseburger and a soda. And that was my lunch. That's how I did it. Color of my skin. I'm Hispanic. Because many of you have been brought up to believe that only if you're a certain ethnicity do you have the opportunity to be rich. I hate to break it to you, but most of our clients are quote unquote minorities. There's another word, minority. You've been taught you are a minority. Let me tell you right now, there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. It only exists in your mind. It only exists in your subconscious belief system. Right? If you think of yourself as a minority, guess what? You're right. You're right. I don't think of myself as a minority. So listen to me very carefully. Here are the thoughts. Now we're going to transition to the word money, right? The word money. So we have awakening, healing, and money. How many of you can already see how the whole thing correlates together? Send me a yes right now. I love you guys too. You're amazing as well. How many can you send me a yes if you can already see how the whole thing kind of correlates together? Can you see? Right? We haven't even started talking about the body. We haven't started talking about your relationships. We haven't even gone deep yet. We'll go deep a little bit later. You guys get it? You see it, right? My girl Liz Regis is here. Liz will make, I think, $400,000 this year. When she met us, she was making like 90, something like that. All of our people, they triple, quadruple, quintuple their money. They get healthier. Because we heal. We help them heal. That's it. All right, pay attention. So now watch this. Ready? Here we go. This is going to get tough. Everybody take a deep breath. Everybody exhale. Going to get tough. We're going to grow here. Ready? I want you to think this thought. Money doesn't grow on trees. You could choose to believe that, or you can choose to not. Ready? Here we go. Capitalism is evil. This is being ingrained in our college students right now, literally. This is what they teach. You can choose to believe that, or you can choose to not. By the way, you know what capitalism is? It's just you creating a little product like this crystal and selling it for a profit as an energy exchange. That's all it is. I don't know how that's evil. But if you want to believe that, you're right. You're right. I choose to not believe that. Simple as that. Okay? Here's a good one. I'm sorry, I hate it, but I'm going to bring it up. The white man is out to get you. If you're a minority, you know exactly what I mean. You were taught this. I don't see a white man or a black man or a brown man or a child. I don't see him. I just see me. You're me and I'm you. That's it. Right? Life is meant to be a struggle. Money is hard to come by. I have to work hard for money. I hate to break it to you, but and I don't mean to say this in a braggadocious way, but we bring in multiple 7 figures a year. I refuse to work more than 10 hours a week. I'm a father first. I'm a healthy human being first. I love myself. I love myself so much that never put myself into a position to where life is all about stress and struggle and grind And I'll say it to you, the way you're being taught by most of these influencers nowadays is just not the life that I choose. I choose to tell myself that I believe something different, that I can make multiple millions of dollars a year working 10 hours a week or less by doing what I love, by doing who I am. You can choose to believe that as well. It's up to you. And so what happens is all of these thoughts, they influence and they dictate our energy and our belief system, right? Right? Our energy and our belief system. And so as a result of they influencing our energy and our belief system, being that we are energy, what is the message and the vibration that we are putting out? We are putting out either a negative message about money, or we're putting out a positive message around money. And it all came from your past. So what's the solution? Here's the solution. I'm going to tell it to you right now. Okay? I was 27 years old when I made my first $1 million. Making $1 million a year to me is, I don't say this to, I'm just saying it's like nothing. Okay? And when I did that, here's what I realized. At first, I thought I was special because no one in my family had done that. No one. So at first, I thought I was special. I thought, oh my God, like maybe I'm unique or I'm gifted or I'm this or I'm, you know, whatever the case may be, right? And then I realized, no, we're all the same. And anything that I can do, you can do as well. You could learn to do it as well. You just haven't been shown. You just haven't been guided. That's it. As a matter of fact, you've been shown the opposite. You've been shown to doubt yourself, to fear, to have worry, to have shame, to literally be ashamed of your true potential and your true power. And so I started tinkering around and creating different events. The first name of my event was called Relentless. But I was a different man back then. I was still coming from that masculine. I was still coming from that fear. I was, whether I realize it or not, still coming from that shame and that guilt. I wasn't really coming from my power. I wasn't coming from my heart source, my love for humanity. I didn't even love myself. I didn't even know how to love myself. I couldn't love myself. How could I love my kids? How could I love a woman? This is the state of humanity right now, my friends. This is where we're at. I'm just being honest with you. And so I went in and I healed, and I went on a 3-year journey to really to awaken and heal and to discover who I am. And the more that I did that, the more that I started seeing some truths about money, health, relationships that no one had ever taught me. And I've been everywhere. I've been to Tony Robbins. I've been to every seminar you can imagine. No one ever showed it to me. And here's why. Pay attention. Because most events and most seminars are built for one reason: for you to find the answer in someone else. For you to find motivation or inspiration in someone else. Awaken is different. Has nothing to do with me, guys. Because you're not going to find anything in me. You're going to find it in you and the depths of your heart and soul. You're going to find it by finally being able to quiet this crazy thing that doesn't stop speaking ever. By connecting to your heart and soul and connecting to God in a powerful and beautiful way. And awakening that thing inside of you that knows deep in your heart that you're meant to have something more, that you're meant to be something more. And that's what we do over the course of those 3 days. Awaken Your Highest Self is 100% created to help you go in. And we use the power, listen to me, we use the power of breath work and meditation and helping you to guide you to a spiritual experience so that you can go in and start to literally, you will have healing in your body, healing in your mind, healing in your heart, healing in your soul, healing in your finances, whatever your journey requires you to heal right now. This is why so many people come by 1 and 2 and 3 times, because it's called a journey. You got to keep learning. You got to keep unraveling, right? And we combine that with my teaching. And if you love our Instagram posts, trust me when I say you have no idea what it's like to spend 3 days in a room with us. I don't believe I know, and I say this, I don't have to be humble about this. It's the most powerful event ever created for humanity. And if you'd like, you can check on our Instagram stories and you can see what people write. So I want to invite you, because this takes courage, right? Hopefully you can see and you can feel my energy and you can feel my sincerity. This is not about me now. This is about you. I want to invite you to have the courage to go into yourself and move past all the scenarios and all the doubt and all the stories. The story, I don't have money. Let me ask you this question. How long had that story been going on in your life? And how long would you allow it to persist in your life? How long? Some of you are 30 years old, still talking about, I have no money. Do you know why? Because that's the story, my love. That's the story you learned back here. When you fix the story, you'll realize the truth that no one has ever told you. Is that you are money. Because money is energy. And you are energy. And therefore you are money. So it's not that you don't have money. What it really is, you haven't learned to have yourself. That's it. And when you discover yourself, you'll discover everything else you've ever wanted. So I want to invite you. We have an event coming up. You can join us live or online. And right now I'm going to answer your questions right now. Okay. I'm going to answer any questions you have about the event or whatever the case may be. And the reason why we do this, because we really believe that when you heal, the world heals. And this is our mission. When you awaken, the world awakens, right? And so we want you to not only help yourself, but we want you to bring a loved one. We want you to bring a friend. We want you to bring a companion. We want you to bring someone that you deeply care about. And yes, we are asking you to entrust us. Entrust us with your energy. Entrust us with your healing. Entrust us with your guiding. And also entrust us with your friend or your family member that you're going to bring. And I promise you, I give you my word as a man, as your brother, that trust will not go in vain. That I promise you. And if you guys have been to Awaken, you can let them know, but that trust will not go in vain. All right? So as soon as this is over, go to the link in my bio or write this down right now, morelglobal.com/awaken, morelglobal.com/awaken. All right. Now, with that said, I'm going to answer some questions about the event. How does it work by virtual? It's just as powerful. You can go into my Instagram story highlights under Awaken. You will see we've got, I've got a friend named Abby who joins us from Ireland. This is her third time joining and she keeps coming back, and then she will be joining us live for the first time here in Austin. So it works just as great. Okay. Yeah. Christine's coming from the third time as well. Yeah. Lots of love. Questions. I can't go to Denver, but I can do June. Okay. So by June now, by the way, we're thinking that's my birthday weekend. So I think I'm going to throw a white party that weekend. We're going to have fun, but yeah, join us there. Any chance you're coming to Australia? Ooh, I say this with love. There is no way on God's green earth that I will ever step foot in Australia. No, not with that energy. Not the work that we do. The work we do is deep. So this is why, like, after this one, they're mostly going to be here in Austin, right by the river, because it's energetic release. And so we have to be in an energy that is in alignment with healing, not control and fear. Sorry. So no, it won't happen. But you can join us live. Can't attend online. Will you ever go to Florida? In the future, yeah. We've got a book coming out, guys. We've got a book coming out. The Instagram account is growing. We're going to hit 500,000 here pretty soon. The community is growing. I would say in the future, as the audiences get bigger and the demand gets bigger, yeah, we will. But for right now, I got to ask you a question. Why won't you come to Colorado or Austin? Flip it. Because there's where your healing is. Whatever the blockage is of you coming, it's really easy for us to ask somebody else to come. It's your healing. you come. All right? Find a way. God, I love you. I love you too, beautiful. Are you coming to Sweden? Okay, Sweden. Okay, people, we're coming to two places right now. Austin and Denver, Colorado. Find a way. And if not, buy the virtual ticket. Okay? Yeah, buy the virtual ticket. How do I work for you? Right now, my staff is right where it needs to be. Daniel will be there for both. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You guys are coming. Yes, yes. Awaken has not only helped me and my wife, but my kids as well. You need to experience this event. Thank you, my friend. Does the ticket cover the hotel stay? It does not. I'm in Colorado. I want to go, but how do I get past the fear of COVID? This is a touchy subject. Touchy subject. Wow, I just felt this shock right here. And I don't want to get too passionate about this. The same way that money is energy. Yeah? So I'll tell you this much. If you have that fear, what you really fear is the power of yourself. And the power of you taking control and empowering your body to defend itself against anything that comes out. Find the power within yourself. Virtual seats still available for this month? Yeah, come virtual. I promise you, you come virtual, it'll be just as powerful as if you do live. I mean, you know, it'll be more powerful live, but don't worry, you'll be healed. We had a person who experienced such healing, they literally, their body, a part of their body healed being virtual. We've had people start businesses. We've had people, it's pretty crazy what happens, you know? Is COVID still a thing? Only if you believe it is. Jane, you're welcome. Price, I think live is $697 and virtual $147, I think something like that. Can someone pin the website? Somebody from my team or my friends, Morel, M-O-R-E-L, global.com/awaken, please, if somebody could do that. I'm from Florida. Yes, I had a breakthrough with the breath work. Yeah, virtual. Absolutely, you did. That's right. Amazing. Love you, brother. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, guys. Any other questions? Is it only English or also in Spanish? You know, we were going to make it in Spanish. There wasn't enough demand. When the book comes out, when this thing grows, the more and more we see the future, guys. In the future, this event will be 20,000 filled in an auditorium. We as a community are all going to help change the world together. That's what we're going to do. So this is just the beginning. So yes, all of that is coming. Yes. I would just say, be a part of that special group that was there at the very beginning, because that's going to be dynamic. All right. All right, everybody, here we go. I think that is it. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, morelglobal.com/awaken. Go get your tickets right now and get ready for your life to change. See you there. Bye. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com. And click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.